Blog Talk Radio.
One after 34 VA 533, please come in associate with the suspect and the victim. West.
Anyone, be waiting 172, no water warrant.
You are listening to another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Brought to you by Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement organization. Broadcasting today from Studio A. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy another evening of informative, engaging, and exciting news and information from the Private Officer Organization.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the live edition, broadcasting live right here from our studios in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm your host, Rick McCann. A great day for another edition of the Private Officer Beat, sponsored by Private Officer International, and we're broadcasting live across the spectrums today on multiple platforms, live in the studios. As you know, if you're any place on the East Coast, especially from Virginia to, let's say New York City, the big story of the day is going to be the cold, the snow, and the ice. But there's other big stories brewing in the news as well, and we're going to bring some of those to you. Of course, we just can't get away from the weather. You know, the weather is definitely part of our life. And here on the East Coast this weekend, it was definitely part of our life from Friday through Sunday. Unfortunately, the blizzard of 2016, as they're calling it, left more than 30 people dead, more than 600 people injured, and at the peak of the storm, 650,000 people without power. While we're on the air today, be sure to email us at the helpdesk at privateofficer.com. That's the helpdesk at privateofficer.com. If you have any questions, would like to have us answer on the air, or if you would like to be part of the show, you'll have an opportunity here shortly to call in if you're awake. I mean, it is Monday morning after all. I was thinking, as I sat here earlier, there are plenty of songs that talk about it's finally Friday, and we're getting the heck out of here, and we're going to enjoy the weekend. But I don't know of any songs that say it's finally Monday, and we're getting the heck back into the office, and we're glad to be here. But, you know, it's a good thing that we do have a job, and there's many folks out there who wish they did have a job and pay their bills. And so for that, we're thankful, and it's Monday, but we're here, and we're happy about that. We're happy that you're with us on this Monday, the 25th day of January. It doesn't feel like it's been almost a month since we said hello to the new year, but it actually has been, and that's just amazing how fast that time really does fly, as they say. Well, getting back to the big story, the other big story actually of the day, especially if you're in the Carolinas or you're a fan of football, you probably know by now that there's two teams that ultimately have succeeded during this year, 2015-2016 season of the NFL. There's two teams that have definitely made their mark on this season, and they are heading off to the big game, the big dance, so to speak, to the Super Bowl in February out in California. And that's the Carolina Panthers, whose motto has been all season long, keep pounding, keep pounding. Every yard, every goal, every touchdown, every time we hit the field, we're going to keep pounding. We're going to keep pounding our way They slipped and lost one game to the Falcons in Atlanta, but that just gave them more drive to succeed. That just gave them more focus that, hey, we are beatable. If we're not on our game, somebody is going to come in and kick our butts, and we're gonna lose focus, and we're not going to get to where we want to be. But that game ultimately made them stronger. It made them more focused. And I'm not a big, you know, football fan. I've told this story many times. I grew up in New England, Connecticut, where we played baseball, basketball. I was on the football team for one season and decided that it wasn't for me. But just seeing a team such as the Panthers, who have really fought for every win this season, is very inspirational. And so, yeah, I'm definitely going to be sitting down watching this Super Bowl game. I think that it's a great, lineup, the two teams, the Broncos and the Panthers this year. I think it's going to be a great, great game because they're so much alike in many ways. And just like the Panthers, the Broncos this year also fought their way to the big game, to the big dance and the Super Bowl. And so I think that this is going to be a good matchup, and I'm excited about the game. I will tell you this about the Panthers, about their supporters. You know, it was extremely cold in Charlotte, North Carolina last night when they played the game. It was down below freezing. It had been for the last 3 days, snow and ice. The roads were not in the best shape. There was a lot of conditions at the field that they had to overcome. But it was teamwork. Everybody, every ground worker, every security agent, every person working within the Panthers organization, and then the Panther players themselves all came together along with the support of their followers and believers, and they made it happen. And so congratulations to the Panthers. And I'm not going to sit here and say, Broncos, it was a lucky. No, congratulations to the Denver Broncos, too. They really pulled it off, and it's going to be an exciting game. So let's see who wins. My money's on the Panthers. I'm not a gambling man, but, I think maybe I could have a friendly wager or two on this one. Well, we are talking today again about the weather. Unfortunately, over the weekend, there was quite a storm. It was a blizzard proportion in many areas. I know if you're sitting in Florida, Texas, or California, you probably are saying, what the heck? It probably was nothing at all. But no, we were actually out in the storm, and it was in many areas a considerable amount of snow. We have snow in the D.C. metro area, some places as high as 38 inches. The total range, any place from 10 inches to about 38 to 40 inches, and it really was devastating. In fact, at the height of the storm, about 4,000 flights had been canceled around the country because so many airports had closed down. And even this morning, we checked this morning, we still have about 1,500 flights that have been canceled and more than 800 that have been delayed due to all of these airports along the East Coast that have been closed and are just now getting up to speed and opening back up. A few flights in Charlotte Douglas International Airport took off yesterday, but very few because there were so many other airports along the East Coast still closed. Newark, Dulles, Reagan National, many other airports actually closed down for several days. In the District of Columbia, Maryland, parts of Virginia, there was no train service, no bus service, no Amtrak. So it was devastating for many people who relied on public transportation to get around. And I know that reading the headlines this morning, earlier we saw that there are a number of cities, including the District of Columbia, who are saying it will be 3 or 4 days before they can get back up to normal. They're still plowing roads, secondary streets. They're still trying to get rid of some of the heavy snowfall that has really clogged their streets and their city buildings and parking lots and so forth. Growing up in New England, growing up in Connecticut, I've seen these type of storms, and I know that it's a lot of work. It looks beautiful for the first few hours, but after that, you have to get back into reality and understand that this is going to cause a lot of headaches. A lot of businesses are going to be closed for a number of days. Some people will be out of work and not get paid for it. And, you know, just like when you're a kid in school, it's great to have those snow days off, but you know what? Eventually, you got to make those days up. They're going to come back to haunt you. And so just like, you know, being an employee, you got to make those days up as well. And, you know, hopefully there'll be enough overtime, enough employers who will allow that to happen so that people don't lose their wages. I know we were talking, I was talking over the weekend with one of the regional security supervisors for G4S. He mentioned that many of his clients actually closed down because of the storms in Virginia. We talked to one of our security friends up in the district. He also echoed that. He said many of his employees were sent home early on Friday. There was no work for them Saturday, Sunday. He wasn't even sure how many people would be back open, how many businesses would be open today. So it does definitely affect employment. It definitely affects security. There was also a danger element to the storm for security and law enforcement, public safety, because obviously the roads are icy. There's snow covered. Here in the Carolinas, we had about a half of an inch, in some areas, 3/4 of an inch of ice first, and then a heavy snowfall. Some areas here in the Charlotte area, we got about 4 to 6 inches. Other areas of the Carolinas, they got 12 to 22 inches and more. And so it's very concerning when you have employees on the road traveling during this type of storm. But in the, you know, emergency field, in the security field, in the law enforcement community, that's what we do. That's what we have to do. We're out there when others are home. Firefighters run into the burning building while others run out. That's what we do. I mean, that's part of the gig, and we understand that going in. We're going to be talking today about a lot of benefits that Private Officer International offers all of its members. Many are misunderstood and often underutilized. I want to spend this hour, this time today in this program, talking about all of the benefits that we do give you as a member, unlike many other associations and organizations. You know, we have true benefits that we offer to our members, and we want you to understand what they are. We're also going to be doing a product review. We usually do this on our newsletter. If you're not receiving the newsletter, be sure to go to privateofficer.com and sign up for it. At the top of the page, you'll get your newsletter several times a week. You'll get breaking news. And every 3 or 4 months, we do product reviews. And today, I'm going to do a product review online here on the radio show. We're going to talk about what's called the nightstick flashlight. This is quite the tool, and it's not what you might assume that it would be. You know, by hearing the word nightstick, you would associate that with a nightstick, but it's nothing like that at all, and we're going to be talking about that in the program. Just got a news bulletin here. We still have some Amtrak that is not running. We have limited commuter service in the D.C. metro area. Buses are on limited schedules as well. And there are many schools that are closed down, so you might want to call your school district. Some schools are starting late. You might want to make sure that you are aware of what's happening in your area. And I know it would be a shame if the kids, you know, missed school and they were open today. Yeah, I'm sure that they would hate that, right? They would hate having to stay home. Oh my gosh. I remember the days when, growing up in Connecticut, I couldn't wait for that snow day until the summertime came and, we had to spend a few extra days making up those days that we took off. Not so fun then.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
I can give it up about a Saturday night. You can hit me, that's enough to make me think it's all right. I try to keep it loose, but a lot of boots tight.
Good morning and welcome here to the Private Officer Beat Radio, broadcasting live from our Charlotte, North Carolina offices. And we made it in this morning. The roads were a little bit icy in spots and there's still some snow cover. But you know what? Yesterday, the high was 48 degrees. And again, this next couple of days, we're supposed to have highs in around the 50 degree mark. And the weather is just, you can't really predict it. It's just unpredictable. I saw where next week we could actually hit 70 degrees next week. And it's just crazy. Here in the Carolinas, there is such a large degree in elevation. We go from the Piedmont, the lower Piedmont, all the way up to, close to 7,000 feet. And if you want snow, you can get it about 6 months of the year. You just have to drive a few hours. If you want the beach, you can get that too. You just have to drive a few hours. So there's, it's a really great state to live in if you love the mountains and the beach and you like to do outdoor sports like snowboarding and skiing. It's definitely available. Well, today we are going to be talking a lot about member benefits. There's just so many things that we offer that people may or may not be aware of, and we want to clarify a few things. And if you have questions, please feel free to send us an email at where? The help desk at privateofficer.com. Remember, the help desk at privateofficer.com is open 24/7, 7 days a week, even if it's snowing, even if it's a hurricane. Yeah, we got those people handcuffed to the desk. They can't move. Don't worry. They'll be there. But it's available to you. It's a resource, and we really want you to be able to use that resource 24 hours a day. We have a lot of things going on in the news. We do want to tell you about a campus security officer that was killed last week in South Florida. If you are part of our newsletters, part of our breaking news system, and you get all of that in your emails, then you probably are aware that a security officer was hit and struck by a drunk driver as he was driving his golf cart on the campus of a South Florida college. He was at the Florida College of Integrative Medicine in Orlando, Florida, actually. And Security Officer James Sensenbaugh was struck by a drunk driver as he drove on the campus. This security officer, 45 years of age, was pinned in the golf cart between a tree and the suspect's vehicle, and ultimately he did pass away this weekend from his injuries. Very tragic. The driver of the vehicle, it seems, was not only drunk, but he had multiple offenses, previous offenses, and wasn't even supposed to be behind the wheel. So prayers go out to the family of this security officer. Golf carts, you know, they are used, unfortunately, you know, in my opinion, in places where they shouldn't be. They should not travel public roadway. They should not travel busy parking lots, although they are a convenient way to get around from point A to point B, especially on a campus or a shopping mall. Still, you know, if you get hit by a vehicle, by a truck, by a car, there's no match. You know, there's no protection to keep you safe. And so if you are one of those people who have to drive a golf cart as part of your duties, definitely we want you to be careful, drive safely, be alert, be aware of your surrounding, because they are dangerous. This year, so far, three security officers have been killed in the line of duty. Two died in traffic-related accidents. One was a hit-and-run victim, and now this campus officer, which is very unusual. In the course of a year, we only usually see about five security officers that die in traffic-related deaths, because most security officers don't drive that much. We do have security officers who patrol, who have full-time duties as patrol officers. We do have security officers who drive, you know, bicycles and golf carts on private property, but usually that's pretty safe. Unlike with law enforcement, who drive, you know, every day, 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. And so we see a lot more traffic-related deaths in law enforcement. But that's very unusual that we have, you know, several security officers killed in the first month. Thankfully, it's been a slower than normal month for security officer deaths and law enforcement deaths. I've said this many times, but law enforcement and security officer deaths usually mirror each other. They often, if you have a month where 15 police officers have been killed, usually you're going to have a month where 12 to 15 security officers have been killed. And I'm not sure why that is. Maybe it's the type of season, or maybe it's the environment or the lining of the stars, the moon. I don't know, but that plays out pretty often. And luckily this year so far, it has been relatively quiet, and hopefully we're going to keep it that way. We're going to give you an opportunity right now. I'm always interested to find out who's awake. If you're the first caller right now and you call in at area code 347-426-3807, area code 347-426-3807, we'll give you 1 year free membership to Private Officer International. No charge. And if you call in right now, we'll even throw in, wait for it, we'll even throw in a beautiful lapel pin and a POI patch valued at over $30. And all you have to do is dial the phone. There's a lot of folks who listen to our shows. We often mention that our shows are also cataloged and kept forever in our library here, as well as on iTunes and Raspberry and a number of other websites on the internet. So if you are awake, if you're interested in a free membership to Private Officer International, call in now at area code 347-426-3807. Okay, we want to talk a little bit about this product that we recently came across. Oh, I want to mention also, congratulations to us. It is our 12th year anniversary of Private Officer International. And we're very proud of that. So it goes to show you that, you know, this is not a startup. It's not a fly-by-night company. It's not something that we just began last week, last month, or last year. It's a company that's been around for quite some time, and we're very proud of it. So 12 years. 12 years. Congratulations. You can also advertise on our websites. We, from time to time, do get people who are interested. So if you are interested in advertising your service or product, as long as it doesn't conflict with what we offer, send us an email at thehelpdesk@privateofficer.com or on our website at privateofficer.com. You can click on the media request or the media package at the bottom of the page, and you can get more information there. Anytime that you would love to submit news or training events or bring recognition to one of your officers, feel free to do that. Give us a call anytime at area code 704-831-8109, or you can contact us day or night at thehelpdesk@privateofficer.com, thehelpdesk@privateofficer.com. You can also follow us. We don't mind if you follow. Just stay at a safe distance. You can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, Pinterest, and a number of other social media simply by going to our main website at privateofficer.com, and you can click on the link right there and follow us. Be part of our social media network. I'll tell you, Twitter is the one that we use the most. We're only on there day in, day out, night in and night out. We always have somebody broadcasting the news and keeping track of what's breaking. So if you are a news hound like I am and you're interested in finding out what's happening not only in the security industry, but what's happening in the world, what's happening in the public safety industry, then all that you have to do is check us out right there on Twitter, because we're always broadcasting. You may have heard, you may have, I'm not sure if you have or not, but you may have heard that we are in the process of developing an internet TV program, and we have been saying that for about a year now, and we have developed it. We actually have a couple of prototypes, and we have the soundtrack for the intro music. We have the platform. We have the menu of how the program is going to go. Right now, we're putting together the last parts of it, and we should be broadcasting it out sometime next month. Right now, we're not sure if it's going to be a weekly or a monthly or biweekly program. One of the things that really hinders what we do and what I do is my schedule. I'm on the road quite a bit, traveling, teaching, instructing, marketing our Armor College schools, and very, very busy. So that is a hindrance. We're going to try to work around that. And so as far as the schedule, how many times will it be broadcast, and will it be a weekly or monthly show? We're not sure about that just yet, but we are definitely working on it. It's something that we want to do. And so be looking for that in the next month or so. And we'll be sending out a press release and broadcasting to the world when this is about to come out.
Every 40 seconds, someone around the world takes their own life. Every 13 minutes, someone in the U.S. commits suicide. While you were getting ready for work this morning, in the first hour of your day, as many as 5 people in the U.S. have killed themselves. By lunchtime, about 20 people in the U.S. have taken their own life. At the end of an 8-hour workday, about 40 people in the U.S. killed themselves. In a 24-hour period, as many as 111 people in the U.S. committed suicide.
Good morning to you. We're broadcasting live from our studios here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we are just delighted to have you on board with us. I often mention it really is exciting and even sometimes very surprising how many folks that we do reach, not only here across the U.S., but around the world. We do have members in a number of countries, but it's always good to see that we're being listened to, that we're being followed, that we're being, admired, so to speak, by other countries, security professionals, public safety, law enforcement, and those who just want to listen, I guess, to our program. But it's always exciting when we check the data report every week, and it shows where our listeners were listening from. Some countries and locations I can't even pronounce, and I won't joke about that. It just is a fact. But we're glad to have you on board with us here on the Private Officer Beat, being broadcast across the all-new Public Safety Radio Network. Well, I was talking about a product we often, or not often, we do every month to bring you products that we think in the security or public safety field. So I came across a few months ago an excellent flashlight. There's a lot of flashlight makers out there. We've had Maglite, we've had Streamlight, we've had all of those. I've been in this business for a long time. I've carried a duty belt, wore a duty belt, carried a flashlight many, many years, and I've used a number of them. Of course, in this business, you can't really use a Walmart or some knockoff flashlight, some plastic flashlight, because they don't last. They're not dependable. One of the things that I preach is that when you are in uniform, when you're on patrol, when you're on the street, you've got to have dependable equipment. No different than any other profession, whether you be a carpenter and you got to have professional quality tools, or you be a farmer, you got to have quality John Deere tractors or similar equipment that's not going to break down every 10 minutes. Same thing for us. We've got to have dependable equipment. And so one of the things that I found a few months ago is a brand of flashlight called the Nightstick. Now, when I first heard about it, when I first read about it, I thought, okay, Nightstick. This is going to be one of those long flashlights that look like a Nightstick and have a flashlight at the end of it. But that's not what it was at all. This is very unique flashlight in that it looks like it would be lightweight. It looks like it would be, a so-so tool, kind of all right. But when I got it, it was one of the finest quality pieces of equipment that I've ever used. Now, I'm not being paid. I'm not a paid advertiser or promoter for the product. I bought it at Gall's Supply, Police Supply, but you can order it at a number of other vendors, and you can even go online at Bay Corp Products, or Bayco Products, rather, and you can order it direct. But this flashlight here, I don't know, maybe about 6 inches long. It is a plastic with a metal overlay, so it really feels like metal. It's very durable. It's very, very bright. Flashlights are measured in lumens, and if you'll go on their website, you can see the various different flashlights they have. They have several different sizes, but they are LED products. They're very, very bright. They also include 3 levels of brightness and an emergency pulse flash. So if you get lost or you want to use it for directing traffic, it works great. I've used it numerous times. I love the product. It also comes with a DC-AC charger, both a charger for the house or the office, as well as a charger for the car. This little beauty that I have is all that you need in a flashlight, whether you're going to use it on patrol, you're going to use it for your own business or house or emergency lighting. I'm telling you now, folks, this flashlight is just all the lighting that you're going to need. I am thoroughly 100% satisfied and definitely a customer for life. The flashlight that I have is 650 lumens. It lasts for 6.5 hours. I mean, you can run this thing nonstop for 6.5 hours. It has a beam distance rated at 325 meters, and it's got a lithium ion rechargeable battery. It does come in several different sizes. I'm telling you, this is just a great product, so I highly recommend it. Go online. It's just something that I think that you're going to want to purchase for sure. That's my review. That's what I think. Tell me what you think. Check out the light. Let us know. I'm always curious to see what other folks think about not only products, but also what we're doing. Send us an email at thehelpdesk@privateofficer.com. Let us know that you heard the radio show. Let us know how we're doing. If you're not a member, we definitely want to invite you to become a member. It's extremely important that you have this resource, that you're not alone, and that you know that someone out there is supporting everything that you're doing. Okay, I want to talk now for the next segment about the membership benefits of Private Officer International. I've said this many, many times, that I am a member of a lot of different organizations, associations. Most of the time you're going to get a certificate. You may get a member card, and that's all that you're going to get until it's time to renew. And then you're going to get a reminder. Then you're going to get a notice. Hey, remember us? It's time for you to send in the check-in. It's time for you to pay this membership due again. Other than that, 99.99% of the time, the organization, the association, does not contact you, does not follow up with you, and you don't even have any idea of whether or not they're even still in business unless you check them out, call them, or look them up online to make sure that they're still active. Here at Private Officer International, we do a lot of different things for our members. Number one, and I think very important, is that we offer a 24-hour help desk. If you are dealing with a company, with an association, and you are restricted in the hours that you have to contact them, whether that be 8 to 5, 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, a lot of people who are in this industry cannot make those calls during the day because they are sleeping. They work second or third shift. They don't have the availability to contact the office at those hours. That's why we have a 24-hour help desk. Our help desk is staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to answer your questions, to offer you support, to research things, to do whatever it is that you need. They may not have the answer at that moment, but they're going to respond to you and let you know that they have received your email, and they're going to forward your email to the appropriate person or department, and they will take care of it from there. As a member, whether it's a yearly member or a lifetime membership, yeah, you're going to get that certificate of membership. A rather nice membership certificate. It's not going to be just a 20-pound piece of paper. This is going to be cardstock and well-designed. And we have had member ID cards. They don't work out too well because of the high turnover rate of membership and those who don't renew. But we do have membership ID cards for our lifetime members. You're going to receive something that is very unique in this industry, and it's something that we implemented about 5 or 6 years ago, and that is a free will. a will that is state-specific and updated yearly with your membership renewal. You may say, well, I don't need a will. I don't have any property. I don't have any money. I don't really even have anyone I want to give this to. Well, that's all well and good, but if you die without a will, you know, whatever that you do have can be a real hassle for your family, your wife, your husband, or your children. You know, it leaves them where they have to go through a number of legal steps to be able to obtain those items. So it's always good to have a will. This is a very basic fill-in-the-blank type will, but it's a legal document written and approved by attorneys, and it's something that we've been using for a number of years. So that's an excellent thing to have. We also offer and we self-insure a $3,000 on-duty death benefit. It's not something you want to talk about. It's not something you want to think about. It's not something you really want to, you know, have in the back of your mind. But unfortunately, in our type of work, in our everyday duties, there are going to be those times, those incidents where you could face life and death situations and unfortunately be a victim of a workplace violence that leads to your death. And so we do have a self-insured $3,000 on-duty death benefit if you are killed in the line of duty. It's, again, something that will help your family. Obviously, it's not going to support them for the rest of their life, but it's definitely going to help them with burial. It's going to help them with other needs that they're going to have. We have what's called a wellness assistance program. This program has only been used a couple of times since it came out about 2 years ago. It's underutilized. And what that is we want to help you. If you're a member and you are involved in a situation where your lights are cut off or your car broke down, you live paycheck to paycheck and you're a member in good standing, we want to help you out. We may not be able to buy you a new car. We're not going to replace your house if it, you know, floods or burns down, nothing like that. But we're going to help you out in whatever way that we can. It may just be a resource, it may be financial, but we're going to do what we can to assist you in that situation. And all that you have to do is contact the help desk at privateofficer.com. We do offer credit union in several areas. This is a benefit that is difficult to implement across the country, again, because we have a lot of yearly members, standard members, we call them. It's very difficult for us to maintain those people on the roll at the credit union if they're not a member anymore. So we do offer credit union, especially to our lifetime members in certain areas of the country. We have an award program. We have several different options that go along with the award program. The award program, every year during the month of April, we have an award presentation week, and we allow for employers and even the person themselves to self-submit a nomination for an award. But during the rest of the year, we can also issue awards. We issue awards based on things that we see in the news, based on emails that we receive from employers or individuals. And we'd like to recognize all of those members who have gone above and beyond what's expected of them. We have awarded many members for rendering first aid or other life-saving skills during an emergency. We've recognized members for being faithful and just a good employee. There's a lot of different types of awards. Just this past month, we recognized Richard Rodriguez, a regional supervisor and trainer for G4S. He was nominated for the Founders Award, which is an award that we give to a member of our association once a year for really going above and beyond what's required in being a good representative of our association. So he was awarded. We have a lot of different programs and awards because we want you to understand that you're valued. What you do is valuable, and we want to recognize you. So we have, I think, one of the best award programs out there. We also have a member points system, kind of like airline points. Again, this program is underutilized. Maybe it's because many folks don't realize that it's in existence, or they don't understand how it's used, or whatever it might be. Every member packet gets a page that explains about member benefits. But the member benefit point system basically works like this. As a member, when you purchase items in our store online, when you purchase training, when you purchase different things, you get points. You also get points for participating in different areas that we sponsor. And there's a number of different ways that you can receive points. One of our members recently was involved in helping his community during a flooding event. And we not only issued an award to him, but he received some additional member points. And those can be traded in for training, to upgrade your standard membership to a lifetime membership, to purchase a number of things in our store. And I think it's a really great benefit to have as a member. And again, if you don't know about the program, if you don't understand it, please feel free to email us at the helpdesk at privateofficer.com. We'll definitely explain it to you. And if there's still questions, we'll be happy to call you and go through those questions with you on the phone. One of the other things that we have, which I think is another excellent thing, is chaplains on call. We have 24/7 access to emergency chaplains, not only for when you're injured or somebody's killed in the line of duty, but when you need someone to talk to. We have access to 24-hour counselors. We have a hotline that we've been able to network and connect with that allows us to call public safety personnel who are on duty 24 hours a day, receiving calls from law enforcement, security, EMS, and our association members. So, again, a program, a benefit, something that is definitely needed, and yet there's no charge for it. I don't know of any other group or association that has these type of benefits. We have always made it known that members have access to our management staff, our office. If you have questions about a particular incident or something about the industry, you need some assistance, you need advice, you need to talk to someone, we're available to you. Basically, contact the help desk at privateofficer.com or during the day, Monday through Thursday, you can call our office at area code 704-831-8109. We have mentoring. We have a mentoring program where we mentor you. We have taken several people over the last few years under our wings, so to speak, and we've helped them to really get a grip on where it is they want to go and how to accomplish those goals. We also have what's called career mapping. Again, a program that you may not be familiar with, but career mapping really helps you. We talk with you, consult with you, and help you to figure out what you want to do in life and show you how to get there, the different educational steps, the different things that you can do to progress in that, and we really map out a career strategy for you. Again, no charge. This is all part of your membership. We also give you free legal review of letters. We give you free forms. We have all types of security forms. If we don't have it, we'll design it. We give you auto, hotel, and vacation discounts. And you receive all that information in your member packet. as well as it's online. Equipment discounts. We have the newsletters that are sent out several times a week, breaking news. Again, very beneficial. We know a lot of companies use it in their training. A lot of companies use it as a way to inform the front line to be on the lookout or what's happening. We have a lot of different news and information resources available to our members, and we really I would love to see more people use all of these benefits. There's so many benefits, it's just unreal. We offer seminars, regional conferences, web-based training, and of course we have the radio show, not only for our members, but for anyone who would like to listen. We offer discounted private officer merchandise. We have advanced certification programs. Again, all of these programs to assist you, our member. We have the Hall of Fame. Every year, folks are nominated to join the Private Officer Hall of Fame. Every organization, athletes have Hall of Fames. Many organizations have Hall of Fames. And we started this about 5 years ago because there's just no reason why our security personnel would be left out. We have the Private Officer Memorial Week, the third week of every September, where we remember those officers who are killed in the line of duty, protecting life and property. So as you can see, we're always adding benefits. We just added a discount to the Chief Police Supply and also Kaspersky Internet Security. We're always looking for benefits. LifeLock is coming online this month as a benefit. So we're always looking for things to add to our list of member benefits. That's why it's always amazing to me that people look at the $50 price of the membership and they go, oh, that's a little bit steep. $50 for membership these days is extremely cheap, not steep. Even if you only make $10 an hour, you can save up for it. We also will finance you. There's lots of ways to become a member regardless of your hourly wage. Now, on the other side of the coin, we also offer business members enhanced services. We have, of course, the 24-hour help desk. We have the certificate. We have the death benefit. But for them, if you are a business member, we also offer you legal, marketing, and business consulting and assistance at no charge. We will look at your contracts. We'll have our attorney look at your contracts, your proposals, various legal documents that are used. We'll help you if you're a startup. All sorts of business enhanced membership benefits. As a business member, we also offer you 15 to 30% discount on training for your employees, both online as well as on site. That's really a big deal, a big benefit in itself. 30% off is huge, especially when you're trying to train 10 or 20 or 100 employees. And we have even bigger discounts the more employees that you have. So if you have 200, 300, 1,000, we're going to give you a much higher discount in your training. We also offer our business members free employee awards, up to 5 awards per year. We offer business members business forms, letters, documents, assistance, and creation. If we don't have the document, we have folks in the office who can create it. We will help you write your proposals. Hey, 42 years in the business, I think I can write a couple of proposals, we definitely have staff that have been in the business for 20, 30, 40. I even got somebody who's been in the business for 51 years. I think we can help you with that proposal assistance. We offer employee mediation services. Believe it or not, we are very good at that type of service. We have paralegals, counselors, and coaches, and I think that we can really definitely assist your business. Of course, we help you if you have any security officers, employees injured or killed in the line of duty. And all of our business members receive the same basic member benefits as an individual, along with all of these enhanced business member benefits. I think that's pretty, pretty substantial. As you can see, we have a lot of different things that we offer our members. Our prices are extremely reasonable. If you can't afford membership, you know, we'll be happy to put you on payment plan, whether that be for the yearly standard $50 or for the lifetime. If you can't afford training, but you want to take training, all that you've got to do is contact us at the help desk at privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, just like someone did this weekend, and we will set you up on affordable monthly payments. We're here to help you. We are, although our business has expanded greatly over the 12 years, we've really gone from an association to a multifaceted organization of public safety and security. At the end of the day, we're still a member-based organization, a member-based association. So we're here for you. If you are a member and you need our assistance, we're here for you. Contact us at the help desk at privateofficer.com or at the office Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at area code 704-831-8109. Well, I hope that has cleared up some questions that you may have had about what are the benefits, how do I use them, how do I get them, what do they include, and I hope that that has helped you to understand. And if not, again, just contact us at the help desk at privateofficer.com. Well, that's all the time that we're going to have for this episode of the Private Officer Beat, and we're just so glad that you joined us, even on this cold, snowy, icy day. And, you know, congratulations to the Carolina Panthers. We'll see you in a couple of weeks in California. But until then, everyone, God bless, stay safe, and we'll see you back here on the radio.